thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Welcome along the podcast.
Oh, good eye.
Did you know that over 1,700 people, I was going to say over 1,000, but 1,700 people is over 1,000, have been listening to this podcast day in, day out?
Those poor people.
What are they thinking? Hey, listen, if you're a part of the 1,700 that have been listening to this podcast, don't share it with your friends. Don't share it with anyone. In fact, don't tell anyone we do it, because what that means is we're going to have to keep doing it every single day.
Ah, go on, tell him. Don't mind him.
Jeez, we're tired
we don't,
of it.
We don't mind doing it. It's all right.
Oh, mate, that's not what you were saying about 45 seconds ago when I hit record.
I said, let's just get through this super fast.
Well, let me tell you something about me. I have twins. They are 11, and so they go to school. And luckily our school is close to our house, because lots of times I forget stuff. And the other day I forgot lunch.
Oh,
I do that a bit.
Little kids going off.
Oh, my
starving.
God.
Hang on. Yeah, make Listen. Out that they're five. They're 11, she said.
Yeah, that means they're 11. They need even more food.
They could go a Have whole day what? Without eating. It's fine.
No, they Oh, come on. It's not that crook. And luckily, they've been at the same school since they were three, basically. I mean, our neighbourhood's small and cosy and great, and so we know everyone. And the office ladies know us. And so they ring me, you know. The lady in the office, Shelley, rings me or texts, because she knows I'm really crap at answering the phone. So she actually just texts. And she goes, Michelle, you forgot lunch.
Your kids are starving.
Yeah, well, they don't even get a chance to get starving yet. They just get to school and they realize and they say to their teacher, Mum forgot lunch. And their teacher, you know, rings the office and goes, Michelle forgot lunch. And then Shelley texts me and goes, Michelle, you forgot lunch. So it's quite early still. And so I go, oh, crap. And I quickly make them some lunch and I just...
I thought you were going to say, they'll be fine.
No,
that's your
no.
text. Your text back to Michelle. They'll be fine.
No, I just drop it
we'll
down
have
there.
Afternoon
you know.
Tea.
I just drop it down there. And in fact, if I can't drop it down there, they're very cute at this school. They have a tradition that if seriously a kid has no lunch, they take them into the staff room and make them toast.
Aww.
I like
it's
that.
So adorable. And my friend Mel, her son got busted pretending he had no lunch because he so enjoyed having toast with his teacher, Mr. Farber.
Well, I like that
and
style.
It's adorable. And so Mr. Farber had to have it. Conversation with him and go, I know you've got yogurt. I can see it. Like, I know your mum has packed you lunch. And he was like, yeah, but I really enjoy having tea and toast with you. Like, it's really, I really enjoy having lunch with you. And Mr. Farber had to say, yeah, but I need some downtime. I need to have lunch with the other teachers, dude.
So I need adult time.
Yeah, like, no, it's adorable.
I like you, dude, but you know what? Get out of my face.
I don't like so it that much, kid.
It's a cute school. It's very cute. But parenting fails, it reminded me, I mean, I have a lot of them. A lot. But when I was a kid, my mum once dropped me off at school on a public holiday.
Oh, yes. Classic mum stuff.
And we did not live that close to the school.
You wouldn't see your dad doing that.
Oh, come off it. You wouldn't see a dad dropping me at school in my day.
That's right.
Wow.
Anyway, be lucky if he knew where the school was, to be honest.
Oh,
but
So, yeah, exactly.
So I just walked home because there was no mobile phones or anything like that. So I just thought, okay, well, I suppose I'll walk. So I did that, and I got home about an hour later, and Mum was just ironing, watching her shows, and she still had no idea. She's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "Well, I'm ironing." And I said, "Yeah, but Mum, there's no one there. Like, I don't know." And she's like, "What do you mean? I don't know what I mean, mate. There was just no one there." And I waited a while, and there was no one there. And then she went next door, and she asked Mrs. Craig, the old lady next door, and she goes, "Yeah, it's public holiday."
See, parenting fails.
She taught you a life lesson, and that's why you are passing on those life lessons to your own kids by not making them lunch.
But we want your parenting fails, Illawarra. What have you done as a parent? You just go, oh, no, I didn't, did I?
Lucy, have you had a parenting fail? What have you done?
Oh, I've done many, but one of the most memorable was so embarrassing. I'd spent like a whole hour in the morning putting all this wonderful face makeup on and putting all their costumes on, getting them in the car, get to school because I'm like always on the pump. And our school that they go to is a beautiful Catholic school. We come up the car drop-off line and the kids went white. And I go, Mum. And I'm like, what? They go, because they were dressed for book week, you know, and we were in a hurry. We got all these costumes done. And here we are in the car, in the car lineup, and the whole entire school's in uniform. And I'm like, what's this about? And they're going, you've got the wrong day. And I'm like, no. So we tried to skim out. They dunked in the car. Like, they went down, like, hiding because they didn't want to be seen. We had to quickly get out and go home.
If there's one thing worse than not being in costume on costume day, it would be being in costume on a day that's not meant to be. Oh, wow. Lucy, oh, gosh. I've done that before where I've found out very late the day before that we needed costumes, but I've never, wow.
Yeah,
that's almost a parenting overachievement, really, if you think about it.
Yes.
You've overachieved,
in
Lucy.
A weird kind of way.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I like the way you're flipping it, but I think it's still a disaster. It's a parenting disaster.
We need your parenting fails right now, Illawarra.
Ryan, what happened?
Well, so my story is that I took my daughter camping and she was having a bit of a tantrum, you know, kids there, but she wanted to play with the older kids. So I walked over to her and grabbed her hand and was trying to walk her back to her mum. And she chucked the dummy again and dropped her whole body. And as the day went on, she kept holding her elbow. And we were thinking she just must have hurt herself when she dropped herself and that it would be okay. But we tried to put her down for a nap and she was only two at the time. And when she got up, she was still holding her elbow. So we took her to the emergency room and she got x-rays done. So apparently when she dropped her body and she was, I was holding her hand, her elbow popped out.
Oh,
I hate these stories. Mm. Yeah, how many hours was it out for?
Well, luckily, it was only a couple of hours, like two or three hours at Nowra Hospital. We had a lovely lady doctor, and she twisted her arm around and popped right back.
Oh, yeah, I love the way he says that. Oh, just twisted her arm around.
Give it
popped
a
right
twist.
Back in. Good on your own. We've all sat here squirming.
I've heard much worse. I've heard mums who've left, like, broken bones, you know, kids say, you'll be right, mate. Just wash your face. You'll be right.
Put a band-aid on her.
We're going to go to Linda right now in Nowra.
Linda, what's your parenting fail?
Before I say anything, in my defence, if you've seen Malcolm in the Middle, you know my children.
Okay,
I love a woman. I love a mum who throws her defence out first. All right, Linda, what happened?
My second son, this is years ago when Jesus was a baby, he was, he came and said to me, oh, he was talking about the man in the red suit and saying he knows all about it.
Yep.
So I turned around to him and said, don't you dare tell your younger brothers and sisters the truth. And we know what the truth is.
Yep.
And he just looked at me and went, thanks, Mum. I still believed.
Oh, no.
God!
Oh, no.
Little mongrel. No. He double bluffed you.
That
sums him up in a T. I still feel bad about it now, and he's 25.
25, and he's still believing. God,
that's
loving.
The magic.
Yeah, maybe he's triple bluffed you, Linda. Maybe he triple bluffed you. He's listening now going,
Yes. Good on you, Linda. You have a great weekend as well. Thanks so much for the call. One final call. We've got calls coming out the wazoo, so stick with us. We might, because we've got so many calls, we'll do it after 8 this morning.
But also, this is telling me we have to go easier on each other and on ourselves, Leanne.
We
have to go easier on ourselves, right? We're all failures as parents. What happened at your place?
So we were at a barbecue with some people that we didn't know very well, and my daughter, who was almost 12, fell over and was running with some of the kids, fell over and put her arm out. And she cried, and we iced it and put it in a sling because she was really crying. And then when we went home, she was sort of still holding it, and I thought, she'll be okay. And then through the week, she was going to school, I was going to work, and she wasn't saying anything about her arm. And on the Friday, I noticed she was still holding it. And I said, you can move that arm, can't you? And she said, I can, but it really hurts. So we ended up at doctors with x-rays, and we lived in a small country town, so we had to go to another town to the hospital, and we ended up in surgery getting pins into her elbow.
No, no.
So you're one of those stories I was talking about earlier.
Yes, yeah. She did so how many... Sunday and it was the Friday that we went to the doctor.
Yeah. So it was broken, was it, Leanne?
Yeah, broken elbow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rough. For how many days, babe?
From Sunday to Friday.
Yeah, just the five.
Yeah, yeah, just a good old 5 days. Broken arm hanging around with Mum at a country town.
Leanne, I mean, but stoic. So much. Babe, she's absolutely. A stoic girl. Yes. She's a stoic girl.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle.
Yes, Damien.
It's a very firm Michelle there. Mm. But I'm being serious now. Being serious. Mm. You seem like the sort of person that takes no crap if need be.
Yes, definitely. If need be.
When needed. What do you do in... I'm asking for a friend.
All right.
When you've got an uninvited guest coming to your house. When you really don't kind of want... Like, you love them. Okay, you love them. You want to spend time with your friends and all the rest. Of course you do. But sometimes you absolutely do not. You don't want to. You know, and someone kind of rings you up and says, hey, I'm coming to your house tonight and we're going to go and drink loads of beers. And you're like, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. And unfortunately, in my case, well, not my case, my friend's case, my friend turned around. And what? I'm asking
that
for,
absolutely clear. This is not about you. This is about a friend.
This is for a friend. Okay. My friend was enthusiastic to the idea and said, yes, of course, sounds great. But my friend has since kind of thought that my friend would love to have
the
night off.
You're going over the top with my friend now, okay? You're going over the top with it. We know it's you.
It's been a long week.
It is not me, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long week and your friend would love to have a quiet Friday night.
Mm.
Maxing and relaxing, maybe watching a movie. Mm.
So we got one friend that wants to have a quiet Friday night in and the other friend who wants to butt in on that. Michelle, how do you get that butting in friend to butt out?
Oh, you lie. You lie your ass off.
Oh, straight up lie. Yep. So this is...
Oh,
this
straight
is
like, up.
What sort of lies? Because it could be, for my mate, it could be a last minute sort of lie that they'd have to pull off, like in the next hour or so.
And also, you have to be so careful because in this situation, it depends on the person who wants to come because sometimes that can be the kind of person who will just go with whatever lie you say. Like if you go, hey, I just realised you can't come to my house tonight because the kids are having a sleepover. They might go, oh, I don't care. I love kids. No problems. I'll help. You know, and then they'll come and there's no kids there. Or you suddenly have to invite 12 kids over for a sleepover. You know, or you go, oh, because my wife's parents are coming. And they go, yeah, that's fine. I'll sleep on the floor. If it's a person who'll just go with everything, you have to be so careful. So you have to make sure the lie is going to work.
Solid lie.
I got the lie for you. Oh. I got the lie.
All right,
you,
here we go.
You got three kids. You can't come. Kiki's got hand, foot, and mouth. It's contagious.
Love that.
That would put me
Blame
off.
Blame it on the kids.
That would put me off.
Blame
100%.
It on the
brilliant.
Thank you very much. Job's done. Damien, you don't need to see your mate tonight.
That's actually very good.
I am one of the best liars in the Illawarra. Don't you worry about that.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sunday is going to be even better.
You bet it is. A new show coming to our screens. It sounds like this.
The game you loved as kids.
Tiger in.
Is now the fastest show on the planet.
Let's go.
Oh, look out.
Go.
It's like nothing you've ever seen before.
Unbelievable.
And there's only one rule.
Don't.
Yeah, we're talking Ultimate Tag this Sunday. It looks awesome, doesn't it?
Ultimate Tag. I can't believe they finally made a show like this. And I tell you what, somebody who knows how to outrun somebody is hosting the show, our good mate, Matt Shervington. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Yes, it's all coming up on Sunday. Cannot wait. It is the simplest game. You don't need to overcomplicate things. It's Tag. It's Tip, Tiggy, Chasey, call it whatever you did as a kid. It's so simple, but we have blown it out of the park. You'll be amazed at what we've done with this.
So funny. I love this idea. It seems like the classic sort of next direction that we needed to go in after Ninja Warrior and Holy Moly and everything else. We just needed to go straight for tag.
Do you know what it's kind of like? And everyone keeps asking me, explain it. It's like, you know how you watch a Jason Bourne or a James Bond film and you have those foot chases where they're running across the tops of buildings or up staircases or between cars or whatever it is. We were kind of like, you know, parkour's a thing. It's a really popular sport for especially young kids. And the idea that you use an urban environment and get from point A to point B in the most spectacular way. And Australia has some of the best parkour athletes in the world. So we've created this arena that has these obstacles that can be used in any way they want. It's 3D. You're kind of right in the sense of ninja because you can use your arm strength, your leg strength. You can flip, you can swing, you can change direction. All of the pro taggers. So we have these pro taggers that have their own persona, their own names. We've got, you know, Dominator, Spitfire, Ricochet, The Kid, The Ghost, you name it. They've kind of been represented.
Ghost freaks me
and they
out,
have
man.
Backgrounds in athletics, in dance, in fighting. And then the players themselves are kind of like the unsung heroes, the underdog. And they're just trying to stay away. They're trying to evade them.
Yeah.
I've seen the clips of this show, and these guys are freaks. I mean, they really are. It is so fast. It really is so fast. Now, you're a fast runner. Hosting a show like this, are you tempted to get involved? Do you get a chance to, you know, get out there and give it a go yourself?
There was a reason I ran in a straight line with no obstacles. in the most simplest way I could figure it out. I must admit, I did get a little bit motivated, I guess you could say, by our pro taggers and what they could do. And I jumped up on the occasional obstacle, and I had my executive producer say, "Get down, get him off there. We can't afford for him to be injured. You've got to keep this shoot going."
Mate, this show is just, we can't tell you how much we love it. This Sunday, 7 o'clock on 7, Ultimate Tag, hosted by this bloke, Shivo, our mate Matt Shervington. Mate, have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing you on the box Sunday.
Love talking to you guys. Thanks.
You're a kind man, Shervo. Ultimate Tag on 7.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, it's Jade Straney, Damien Leith and Michelle Laurie, who is joining us live on Zoom as well. We are on the Wave FM rooftop. Now, let me just cast our memories back, Damien. It was a little over a week ago that you said to Michelle, "I have a songwriting course. It's online." Michelle was like, "Right, I'm writing a song."
She did. She did. She just immediately said that she's always believed she could write a hit song, that she would just open the portal and God would send the lyrics through her and bada boom, bada bing.
Exactly. Here we are today. We enlisted the help of Amy Shark, who said just moments ago, "Don't forget, it's got to be the opening line has got to be the one that drags everybody in."
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
We've done that. We've also we've performed a demo for Dave Gleason, frontman of the Screaming Jets. He loves it. Absolutely.
Apparently, he wants to buy the song.
He does want to buy the song. Yeah, this could be a real money winner for Michelle Laurie as well. So we've now come to this point, Friday, the Wave FM rooftop. Are you nervous at all?
Yes, I am.
Shouldn't be. You've got the lyrics. We've printed them out for you already, mate, so you're all good.
All right.
All right. Good. For the very first time heard anywhere in the world, Damien Leith performing Michelle's song, Been This Way a Long Time.
Here we go. You ready? Woman, I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do. Seems like nothing I ever say is good enough for you. Not gonna stand here pretending that I've always been true. Believe me when I say I'll never be done loving you. Now it seems to me you're like a best friend I need a talking to. And you don't want no man you could treat just like a comfortable old shoe. Now come on over and kiss me just like you've been itching to. Oh baby, baby, I know I'll never be over loving you. Cause I'm not gonna walk away. I know you wanna play. It's been this way a long while. Your love hurts just like a crime, and I'm guilty all the time. I can't break free. You're the high that's driving me. The high that's driving me. The high that's driving me.
being simple, I give the devil his due. However hard I pray, I'm never led away from virtue. But when it comes to my heart, there's only one girl breaks through. My baby, 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 God knows I'll never be over you. 'Cause I'm not gonna walk away. You know I wanna play. It's been this way a long while. Your love hurts just like a crime, and I'm guilty all the time. I can't break free. You're the high that's driving me. High that's driving me. High that's driving me. Oh, 'cause I'm not gonna walk away. I know you wanna play. It's been this way a long while. Your love hurts just like a crime, and I'm guilty all the time. I can't break free. 'Cause I'm not gonna walk away. I know you wanna play. It's been this way a long while. Your love hurts just like a crime, and I'm guilty all the time. I can't break free. You're the high that's driving me. High that's driving me. High that's driving me.
Damien Lee. Look at Michelle Laurie too. I know that she's watching via Zoom right now. There's a little tiny tear that she shed because she's just had a baby with Damien Lee. Hey, that was their own little baby, and well done. What a fantastic song, guys. What do you reckon? Big round of applause again.
We did wonderful. It. We did it.
And don't forget, we'll have all of that on our socials a little bit later on this morning, so keep an eye out on the socials. And if you want to win this fantastic barbecue that Damien's been singing so eloquently next to, just like and comment below. And thanks to our good mates at Life Outdoors, Martin and the crew there, you could win yourself that barbie. So make sure you like and comment on it right now.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.